On today's Family Vacationer, we take a look at a recent survey conducted by the Family Travel Association on family travel in 2023. Episode 154 starts right now.
Welcome to the Family Vacationer with Rob and Danny. Rob and Danny, the go-to podcast for families on the move.
Welcome back to the Family Vacationer podcast. I'm Rob, your travel-loving host. And today we're unpacking the latest survey results that reveal some exciting trends in family travel. Whether you're planning a beach getaway or a skip generational museum tour, this episode is for you. We also want to welcome aboard our first official sponsor, Step&Wash. We welcome them as a part of our family and their commitment to making hand washing accessible to everyone. So let's get on to the survey here. The first little tidbit shows something that we already know. Families are on the move. The 2023 U.S. Family Travel Survey shows that 81% of parents are ready to hit the road with their kids. But what's driving the surge? Let's talk about it a little bit. Now, there's no doubt that we're still seeing some residual effects from the pandemic. It's a mix of pent-up wanderlust, some improved safety measures across the board, and that desire for shared experiences, which, let's be honest, that's why most of us travel with our kids. We want to share those experiences with them. Families want to create memories that last a lifetime. No surprise there to us. It's not just about theme parks and resorts, though. Adventure travel, cultural immersions, and eco-friendly destinations are gaining traction. Costs. All right, so let's address the elephant in the room, affordability. Travel costs, like everything else, are rising. 59% of the parents surveyed, they're feeling the pinch. How can families balance their wanderlust with their wallets? We've talked about this quite a bit on the Family Vacationer. It really starts with smart planning, and it encompasses a lot of other things that we've talked about. Look for deals, consider off-peak seasons, explore budget-friendly destinations, and really just overall embracing the art of travel hacks. Those credit card points can be a game changer. In that regard, I highly recommend checking out the blog of our friends, Connected Family Travel. They do a great job of talking about travel points and how you can use those effectively. But remember, it's not just about the destination, it's about the journey. Sometimes the best memories come from unexpected detours, delays. Let's face it, when you leave your home, you start making the family memories. Some are great, some are not that great at the time, but funny later. So keep that in mind as you travel. Travel advisors. So this, you know, it always seems a little self-serving to me because I am a travel advisor. But the travel advisor, honestly, is a modern-day wizard that can turn vacation dreams into reality. And this survey reveals that 71% of parents are open to using a travel advisor. Travel advisors are like personal concierges. So they know the ins and outs, find the hidden gems, and handle those nitty-gritty details that nobody wants to deal with. Plus, they can score you exclusive perks. It's like having a travel genie. It's also like having an advocate on your behalf. Now, I'm not sure if you've ever had an issue when you've booked through some of these discount sites, but if I had to choose between having a travel advisor as an advocate or a 1-800 number, I mean, for me, I don't charge it any additional fees. My commission is baked into the cost of the trip. Conversely, I don't make anything if you have me do all your legwork and then you turn around and book the trip yourself. And this happens to travel agents all too frequently. So I just want the listening public to understand the value of a travel agent is absolutely there, and to understand kind of how travel agents make their money, because I doubt there's many people in the listening audience that enjoy doing their work for free. Just keep in mind how travel agents do earn their commission, but also understand that they are your advocate. And if they don't know the answer, they have their own network of other travel advisors that they can go to get the answers that you need. The social emotional benefits of travel. So beyond the logistics of traveling, let's talk impact. The pandemic, as we know, left scars, especially on our little ones. But guess what? Travel heals. And according to this survey, 88% of parents believe family trips have helped their children recover from the mental trauma of the pandemic. Now, there hasn't been a ton of research done directly into the value of travel on our children, but we can certainly draw reasonable conclusions based on things that we already know. There have been plenty of studies that show happiness increases at a higher rate with experiences rather than collecting stuff. And travel isn't just about ticking off bucket list items. It's about learning resilience, adaptability, and bonding. Kids learn empathy by navigating new cultures and tasting exotic foods. Plus, those travel conversations are priceless. So parents, pack some empathy, pack a lot of empathy, curiosity, and a dash of adventure, and your kids will thank you later. All right, looking ahead, let's look at just some of the particulars in the study. Some of it is common sense. Some of it you may find a little surprising. Beach vacations, visiting family and friends, and visiting museums and cultural attractions are the top three most common reasons for family travel. The booking window. Most families book 2 to 3 months before departure. Now, again, as a travel agent, I would recommend pushing that out as far as you possibly can, just to make sure that you get the experience that you want at the price that you want. Well, I mean, nobody gets it at the price they want, but at a much better rate than what you would get the later you wait until your departure. Summer, no surprise here, is the most popular travel season, followed by spring break. Hotels are still the most common type of accommodations that families are booking, and then resorts, and finally vacation rentals. 50% of parents say they will avoid hotels and airlines that charge extra fees. The dreaded resort fee that no one wants to pay. And again, as a travel agent, I hate it because you book a package for your clients and then they've still got to come out of pocket when they check in for this resort fee for things that some of them don't use. Some of them you will use, some of them you don't. Why that can't be rolled into the cost of the hotel, it doesn't make a lot of sense, and they're very aggravated. And 50% of parents say they're going to avoid hotels and airlines that charge those extra fees. These discount airlines are booked kind of on that a la carte kind of situation, like Spirit and Frontier. It can be valuable if you're going short distances, but it's still frustrating to have to pay for every little thing along the way. Now, this is interesting. Over half of the grandparents surveyed say they plan to organize a multi-generational travel experience, and 79% are planning a skip-generational travel experience. And again, if you don't know what that is, it's when the grandparents take the grandkids on a vacation, and I can guarantee you 100% of the parents approve of those trips. Take them. Kidding. Not really. 76% of respondents plan to travel internationally with their kids in the next 2 years. Europe is the most common destination, with Italy first, United Kingdom second, and France third. Canada, Mexico, and the Caribbean also remain incredibly popular and on a lot of travel vacation itineraries. So as we wrap up here, let's kind of peek into the crystal ball. What's the future of family travel? Flexibility will be key. Families will seek destinations that offer safety, authenticity, transparency, and flexibility in booking. And guess what? Skip generational trips, we just mentioned, those are going to continue to rise in popularity. And remember, friends, it's not just about the miles traveled. It's about the stories collected. At the end of the day, that's what we're doing. We're making memories with our kids. And as I've mentioned before, that's the whole reason I started the podcast. So many of my important family memories revolve around our vacations. And that's what we're doing. So go forth, explore, and create your family's epic saga.
If you're wanting to plan your next family vacation, call my dad. He would love to help you. As a certified travel agent, he never charges a fee to help you plan your vacation. Email him at rjones@starstufftravel.com and get started planning your family vacation today.
Thanks for tuning in to the Family Vacationer Podcast. Until next time, keep those passports handy, those hearts open. Safe travels, everyone.
Thank you for listening to the Family Vacationer. Make sure and subscribe to hear more of Rob and Danny.